The vote was largely along party lines, with 53 nays to 47 yeas. Staunchly pro-Israel, Democratic Senator John Fetterman voted no, and Republican Senator Rand Paul voted yes. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia introduced the bill and urged Congress to take responsibility for their decision-making power.
If we're going to send troops into harm's way, our sons and daughters, whether they're flying bombing missions or ground troops or covert operations, we ought to have the guts in this body to cast a vote saying that that war is necessary. Not just act as cheerleaders and hide from culpability, hide from accountability, hide from responsibility. If you think the president should have to come to Congress, whether you're for or against a war in Iran, you'll support Senate Joint Resolution 59. You'll support the Constitution that has stood the test of time. You'll support your oath. I urge a positive vote on the resolution, and I yield back.
Republican Senator James Risch of Ohio, a staunch supporter of Israel and a recipient of over $250,000 in campaign contributions from the pro-Israel lobby group AIPAC, opposed the bill. He reprimanded Democrats for not congratulating Trump on the three airstrikes he carried out on Iran.
I understand that the hate and vitriol against our president precipitates this kind of thinking. It's wrong. This is ill-conceived and will telegraph that we Americans do not stand with our president or with Israel. That is also wrong. Make no mistake, Iran is all alone in this. No one is coming to help them. This body, above all, should not be the entity that provides aid and comfort to Iran. I urge a no vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
With the motion blocked, Trump will not have to come to Congress for approval of further military actions against Iran, against the wishes of lawmakers who hope to rein in his war powers. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirchner.